Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 22, Prithu Maharaja's Meeting with the Kumaras. Text number 32. Natak parataro loke, pumsasvartha vyatikramaha, yatadhyanjasya preyastvam, Atmanaks bhavyati kramat. Na, not. Atak, after this. Paratara, greater. Loke, in this world. Pumsa, of the living entities. Svarta, interest, vyatikrama, obstruction, yatadi, beyond that, anjasya, of others, preyastvam, to be more interesting, atmanak, for the self, sva, own, yatikramat, by obstruction. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. There is no stronger obstruction to one's self-interest than thinking other subject matters to be more pleasing than one's self-realization. If you like to repeat, there is no stronger obstruction to one's self-interest than thinking other subject matters to be more pleasing than one's self-realization. Purport. Human life is especially meant for self-realization. Self refers to the super self and the individual self, the supreme personality of Godhead and the living entity. When, however, one becomes more interested in the body and bodily sense gratification, he creates for himself obstructions on the path of self-realization. By the influence of Maya, one becomes more interested in sense gratification, which is prohibited in this world for those interested in self-realization. Instead of becoming interested in sense gratification, one should divert his activities to satisfy the senses of the Supreme Soul. Anything performed contrary to this principle is certainly against one's self-interest. Natak parataro loke pumsasvartha vyatikramaha yatadhyanjasya preyastvam atmanaksva vyatikramat. There is no stronger obstruction to one's self-interest than thinking other subject matters to be more pleasing than one's self-realization. Om Ajnati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripatamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinataranam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Mishwaram Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhuttale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine Vanchakalpa Tarupyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Sanat Kumara continues instructing us through Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj is a self-realized soul, as a matter of fact, I think, an incarnation of the Lord. So in one sense, we can say that he does not need to be instructed. Of course, we could always say that whoever is living in the material world, it doesn't harm to hear good instructions. And generally speaking, we do need to hear good instructions because the tendency is to forget. We hear every day, like here, a description is given, I mean the instruction given is the importance of self-realization. And we see it is a series of verses which explain this point. Like for example, yesterday's verse was mentioning Atma Panavam Atmana. A person who loses his capacity to remember his spiritual position, that person is destroying his soul. When remembrance is lost, all knowledge acquired is based on a false foundation. Srila Prabhupada used to give examples on this point. Like when we do a mathematical calculation, we do many different numbers. So if we start and we get wrong the first, like say we have to do 10 different calculations, and we get wrong the first one, then even if the other 9 operations are done correctly, the final result will be highly incorrect. For example, we can do 2 per 2 equals 5. This will be the foundational mistake. And then we can do multiplied by 3, multiplied by 9, divided by 7, multiplied by 74, and all this we do correctly. But what the final result will be very different. You follow the argument? So similarly, if we base our life on material consciousness, on the fact that we are the material body and the senses, then the final result will be incorrect. So we could say, okay, why so much insistence on this particular point? It seems to be a very basic point that we have heard so many times. We are not the material body, we are a spirit soul, we are eternal servants of Krishna. Why there is a need for repetition? And the answer is that, or one answer is, that we do forget. We do hear, we do remember, we do realize to a certain extent, and we do forget. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada writes in one of his Bhagavad Gita purports that we need to hear regularly. And we need to hear again and again. Repetition is necessary in order to understand thoroughly a particular point. Otherwise, we will not be able to assimilate. Another answer why we need to hear again and again is that we have not really understood. We think we have understood, but we have not understood. We think, I'm a devotee, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm associating with Vaishnavas, I know. Also we find in India people, not everybody, but some people, when we go and speak about Krishna, they say, I know. I know about Krishna. You know, you don't have to tell me about Krishna. I already know. Like one devotee told me, she is from South America. He's preaching. Sometimes he spends time in Chicago because there is a big Spanish community there. And also there is a very big Indian community. And he told me one phenomenon that is taking place in the United States, in the ISKCON temples in the States, is that some devotees, even senior devotees, feel a kind of put aside because there are too many Indians coming to the temples. Of course, we don't have a problem with Indian coming to the temples. That's very good, actually. Balata bhumite hoila manushya jammaya jamma sartaka kori parakara upakara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, whoever is born in India, Bharat, should preach Krishna consciousness. So we are happy that they come. But anyway, sometimes there are some Indian members from Indian background who come and they do not understand very much Krishna consciousness yet. And then, for example, one of his senior devotees came one time and one Indian member of the community asked him, he was a Prabhupada's disciple, and asked him something like, how come, like something like undermining his, like not considering him, like being, like if he was a newcomer or something like that. You're from, how come you are a Christian, someone from a Christian background, you have become a Hindu? So then the devotee was not feeling comfortable because Krishna consciousness is for everyone. And somehow he was feeling that even Prabhupada's teachings were being not properly understood by this person. So, anyway, the point is that we many times we do not understand. We think we understand, but we do not really understand. And the proof that we do not understand is that still, as the today's verse says, at least sometimes we consider other things more pleasing than self-realization, than Krishna consciousness. Isn't it? Sometimes we consider whatever form of sense enjoyment more pleasing than self-realization. So that means we have not fully understood, and therefore we need to continue hearing. If we have understood, if we would have understood, we will not feel any attraction whatsoever for material objects, meaning for sense gratification. But because we, like for example, the one great example is the Goswamis of Vrindavan. Sankhya purvaka nama gana nativi kalavasani krito nidrahara viharakati vijitao chatyantarina uchayao. They were nidrahara viharakati vijitao chatyantarina uchayao. Sometimes they will forget about eating and sleeping. Do we do that? How many times? We do that. We forget about eating and sleeping. It is very rare to do that. Other things we may forget sometimes. Mangalarti, some days we may forget. But prasadam time, that's sometimes devotees joke. If you want to count how many devotees there are in a community, you got prasadam time and count. Of course, here we have many devotees with special diets, so then may not give an accurate number. But generally speaking, prasadam time is the best time to know how many members there are in the community, because everyone likes that seva, prasad seva. which we don't blame anybody. Actually, we shouldn't feel guilty to enjoy prasadam, just to balance it all. His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj, I heard from a disciple, I didn't hear directly from Maharaj, but I think must be bona fide, because I saw also in Ujjain, the main temple he's managing, they offer very tasty, very delicious prasadam, and in a very abundant way. And Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj says that the reason why he offers very good prasadam is that this is the only sense gratification devotees have. Basically speaking, isn't it? Good prasadam, what other sense gratification do we have? Not much. If we really follow the process, we don't have much sense gratification. Okay, we may take a siesta sometimes, and that's also, we could consider sense gratification or if we do it for Krishna service, it is also okay. It is not bad. Even I can't justify putting Srila Prabhupada also, like, when in the beginning, in the early days, in New York, it's in Prabhupada's Lilamrita. Srila Prabhupada was staying with another devotee, a new boy, probably not even initiated. And Srila Prabhupada, he laid down after lunch, he took a little nap, laid down on his left side, and he tell the devotee that sometimes you can do this sometimes to refresh. After lunch, you think it's good to refresh. Of course, please don't quote Jadunandan Swami saying that he's not preaching. Since he took sannyas, he's preaching. We should take siesta. That's a very good. But if we need it for service, we can do it. The concept is whatever is necessary for Krishna's service to make better service, if it's done properly, if I say, okay, we can make a deal with the mind. I take a half an hour nap and I go to Mangalartik every day, for example. Of course, if you don't take a nap and go to Mangalartik, it's better. And if you do forget eating and sleeping, that's the ideal. This is what Prabhupada said. They are our role models, the Goswamis of Vrindavan. They forgot about material needs. They were not thinking, what are my material needs? They only thought about Krishna. Gopi Bhava Rasamritapti Lahari Kalola Maknamuhur. They were completely absorbed in the sentiment, the feelings of the gopis of Vrindavan. I was searching for Krishna. And therefore they were so eager, searching for Krishna, that they will forget material things. So we should remember, this is the instruction given here, is that if we give priority, sometimes we talk about priorities in these life skills courses, what is a priority? And here, Sanat Kumar is talking about priorities. What is the best interest? He's saying, Pumsasvarta. Pumsasvarta means priority. Svarta, sva means own. Arta means interest, goal. My needs. We could also translate it as my needs. What are my needs? I'm using modern language, so don't mind that. Needs. So, what are my needs? Svarta. Pumsa svarta. The needs of the human being. Vyatikrama. Obstruction. It is an obstruction to our own needs. What is it that obstructs our own needs? Yatadi anjasya preyastvam. When we consider anya means other, when we consider other things, preyasvam, as very dear, as more enjoyable, than Atmana, than the Self and the Atma. Atma Tatma means, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, self-realization, which refers to the individual soul, to ourself, and to the Supreme Soul. And actually it is synonymous, because the interest of the soul, of the individual soul, is to fulfill his constitutional position. This is a natural interest. And this constitutional position is, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sri Sanatana Goswami, Jivedas Varup Hoi Krishnera Nityadas. We are eternal servants of Krishna by constitution. And we cannot feel real satisfaction, like yesterday one of the Ramkeshava Prabhu was telling me how he liked it during the Bhakti Shastri class. They had a very nice, Sudevi Mataji made a nice drawing of a heart, and there was Sudevi Mataji teaching, yeah, right? Nice drawing of a heart, and there was a hole inside. And then she used that to illustrate how there is an emptiness. Sometimes we feel emptiness in our heart. Don't you sometimes feel emptiness? We feel dissatisfaction sometimes. Of course, when you are very Krishna conscious, then you don't feel it. But when we lack in Krishna consciousness, in as much as we lack Krishna consciousness, in the same proportion, we feel lackings, emptiness. So then there is this empty hole, and how we try to fill it. We try to feel it through sensitification. This is the, we could say, the normal word, the normal way of filling the hole of the heart, trying to enjoy material senses, trying to enjoy food, to enjoy sleeping, ahara nidra bhaya maitunam cha, trying to achieving a secure situation in the material world through a home, position, wealth, so many things to defend ourselves. Bhaya means fearing. Because we fear, we try to defend ourselves by accepting material positions, superficial positions, or by enjoying family happiness. Of course, we are not against family happiness if it is Krishna conscious. There is no harm in it. Actually, if we study the scriptures, they say you can choose, as far as becoming a grihastha or a renunciate, that's not a big deal. Choose whatever suits you better, wherever you feel more natural and more comfortable, wherever you feel that you can offer better service to Krishna. So that's not a problem. But generally, mundane happiness achieved ordinarily through family life. This is like the fortress, the house. Everyone has the home and then takes shelter of that fortress and feels protection there. And then actually, this is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, the first instructions by Shukadeva Goswami address this point. Shrutavyadini Rajendra Nirinam Santi Sahasrasa Apashyatam Atma Tatvam Riheshu Grihamedinam. Persons who have taken shelter of material enjoyment to fill the void of the heart, they have many topics to discuss in human society. They talk about many things. Chotavyadini Rajendra Nirinam Santi Sahasrasa. Sahasrasa means thousands of topics for conversation. Apashyatam Atmatatman. Why? Because they do not see. Apashya means to see. Apashya means not seeing. Atmatatvam, not seeing the truth of the self. And this point of the truth of the self is mentioned here. This is the real interest, to understand the nature of the self and the nature of God, the nature of Krishna. How the nature of the self is eternal, fully conscious and happy in eternal service to the Supreme Self. This is the real constitutional position of the self. And this concept of Atma Tattva comes again and again. And then Shukadeva Goswami continues describing, Deha Patya Kalatya Deshu Atma Sanyesu Asatsu Api Desham Paramato Nidhanam Pasyana Pina Pasyati. These persons take shelter of fallible soldiers, search a secure position through fallible soldiers. Deha means the body, giving priority to the enjoyment of the body. Apatya means partner, like family partner, wife or husband. No. Kalatra is wife. Apatya thing is family members, if I remember well. Anyway, I may be mixing sometimes. I'm not a Sanskritist, so please bear with me if I mix up. I think Kalatra is wife, Apatya I think is family members, if I remember well. Adishu means similar things. Adishu means wealth, properties, so many different things. A good job, a good career to secure our own life. Tesham pramatto nidhanam. Pramatto means it is actually crazy. This is madness. And Radha Gopinath is confirming that it is madness. Yes, it is madness. This is madness to think that we will be happy through material things. It is not a wise decision. Asanapi krishada asadeha nasadu manje yatatmanoyam. Maharaj Rishabhadev explains in the fifth canto, this idea of enjoying material happiness, it is not very wise. Nasadu manje, it is not sadhu, not wise. Yatatmanoyam, why it is not wise? Asanapi krishada asadeha, because it brings klesha, suffering. For every bit of material happiness we get, we have to pay with material suffering. This is the coin. We have the coin, two sides. We have happiness. We look at the coin. We say, oh, I like this face. Sometimes they have the face of the king. And I like this face. I like this money. But then the other side of the coin, this is I don't know, in English you don't use this expression, but in Spanish the second part of the coin is called the cross. I don't know why, face and cross. This is the literal Spanish translation. So you get the cross, you get the face, it's very happy, and then they get the cross. It's very heavy and it is entangling. We are, with this money, we are buying our ticket to continuing in material existence. So this is the situation. Therefore, sometimes spiritualists are very careful in dealing with money. They are very careful, and sometimes even the Bhagavatam, I think it's Prahlad Maharaj, he calls it gold, calls the yellow stool. Why? Because if we don't use it properly, we get polluted. Even gold is very pure, and we offer it to the, when offered to the deity, it's very good. Sometimes the priest, the pujari, when there is a ceremony, installation ceremony, then we'll ask for gold to offer to the Lord, because gold is pure, So in one sense it is pure. In another sense, if we don't use it for Krishna, it is very dirty, very polluting. Therefore, sometimes Krishna does not give us gold so easily. Because unless we are ready in consciousness, he will not give. He will give as much as we can use it properly for his service, he will give. Of course, there are this is another whole topic, I will not go there. There could be argued from other understandings. So the conclusion is that there ultimately we should consider what is our best interest. Our best interest is to serve the Lord and to please him. Because ultimately, why? Because we will get natural happiness from it. It is not bad to desire happiness. We should abandon the conditioning of sometimes in Christian tradition there may be some conditioning of thinking that we must suffer in order to realize God. Religion must be dark and very severe penance. There may be some positive element there in that we should sacrifice for the Lord. That's good. But then, actually, ultimately, spiritual life is joyful. Susukam kartum avyayam. And it is proper to enjoy happiness, spiritual happiness. Anandamayo vyasat. So it's good to desire happiness, but then how we will achieve happiness? Only by becoming situated in our constitutional position as servants of Krishna. And only when we do it properly. Properly means we do it continuously. Sabai pung samparo dharmo yato bhakti radokshaye ahaituki apratihata. We do it continuously and we do it selfless, in a selfless attitude. Then we will feel really satisfied. And the heart, the void of the heart will become filled with, actually with Krishna. It seems that the Ramakeshava told me that the form that was fitting was a form of Radha Madhava, Radha Krishna, Radha Gopinath. So this is the form that really fits the emptiness of our heart. Thank you very much for your kind attention, and we have 2 minutes. Actually, Yeah, this is actually the real one. It's 3 or 4 minutes, but okay.
So this verse makes it very clear that if you want to be happy, if you want to do the right thing, then we have to serve the Lord with our senses. We have to serve his senses. In our life, like, let's say if you make kichari, you may struggle a few times, you know, to make the right kichari, and may need some guidance to get there. But once you get there, then you can continuously making that nice kichari if you have the basic ingredients. Or let's say, you know, somebody asks you to clean the windows. So we may do it wrong 1, 2, 3 times until we get it right, and then next time we wash the windows in the right way, and 1 week later again. So why is it that we are so much struggling when it's in relation to Krishna? Because we do know in our heart, and we may even have realized to some extent that this is the right thing to do.
Well, it will be like asking a child to make khichdi, so it may take a little longer than 2-3 times. Okay, I mean, children, they learn pretty quickly, that's true. But okay, if a small child, which is a child who is very small, like take 2-3 years old, and ask the boy or the girl to make khichdi, it will not do, it will take a bit longer. The child will have to grow and mature, and then will be able to do Khichdi. So spiritually, if we take the analogy and back to our spiritual position, we may be, to a certain extent, like children, in that we are still immature, we need to mature more. And we can learn it, but it's... And of course, to realize Krishna, it is also more complicated than make a Khichdi. It's a bit more, not a bit, but quite more complicated. Of course, Srila Prabhupada said it is very easy for simple-minded people, and it is very difficult for the crooked, for people who have a complicated mind. But because we are entangled for so many lifetimes, we have this complicated mind for a very long time. That's why we are in the material world. We have become entangled into it. So actually, ultimately, the process, it is simple when we follow the process. Like when we follow the process of, like here the verse says, it is actually Prabhupada in the purport at the end. Instead of becoming interested in sense gratification, one should divert his activities to satisfy the senses of the Supreme Soul. So one should divert. It means we're accustomed to that, and it's very difficult to do it. That's what I can say. I will take one more question. I saw one hand there. Whoever was faster. Ram Keshav, okay.
Well, I have more like a comment over to your answer and this question today. Like in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there's one section where Krishna explains how lust covers one's knowledge of self-realization. Similarly, like when one cooks khichdi a few times and let's say get it right, but if one stops cooking khichdi for a few years, then he needs again to kind of readjust himself, even for a few months, you know, still. There's a point of readjustments, you know. Forgetfulness, it is there. Even though I make cakes many times already, but I still need the recipe to know, you know. So there's a need of room, I mean, practicing continuously. There is gaps of forgetfulness, or if we stop practicing for some time, we need to get into the learning.
Yes, that's an element. And the fact is that we cannot claim having learned to cook the khichdi. I mean, maybe one amongst you may be able to say it, but generally speaking, we cannot claim having learned how to cook the khichdi of a prema bhakti or pure devotional service. We're still, let's face it, we're still neophytes. That sadhana bhakti, in one sense, means neophyte. Because sadhana is practicing. Practicing means apprenticeship. So we're still learning to cook the khichdi. This is a special khichdi. This khichdi, like when we hear that Lord Chaitanya will eat only on the houses of those who were Lakeshwara, those who were chanting 100,000 names daily. So he was asking a high standard of Krishna consciousness. So, meaning that the Lord, of course the Lord is very merciful and he will eat the khichdi we offer, even if we chant 16 rounds, if we do it with devotion. But ultimately the khichdi, the ultimate khichdi, going to the analogy given by Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu, that khichdi, in order for the Lord to eat, must become very, very special. And we're still apprentice for that. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.